So today is Monday, June 5th, 2023. This is our teleclass series in Sun, and I am thrilled to have as a guest today Amit Diokhale. And I was mesmerized, captivated, intrigued, and enthralled reading Amit's poetry. And apparently other people had the same experience because I was not the only one. He was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for his gift of poetic clarity and contribution, and maybe other things. That's what I'm familiar with. His poems reach all walks of life, all things that we ponder and wonder. And I asked Amit if we could use this poem. It just struck me, this particular one, the calculated risk. And because our purposes, we are emissaries of purposeful being. And this is a high mission and a huge risk that has the possibility of us uplifting humanity. So I wanted to share this with you. Now, you have read already about Amit in the invitations that I sent you. He is a coach, like we are, an exceptional musician, member of the World Constitution and Parliament Association, volunteer for the International Human Rights Commission, the Czech Republic, a life balance coach, an emotional intelligence coach, and I'm going to let you meet him instead of me talking about him. So, a hearty, hearty welcome, Amit. We are happy to have you.
Thank you so much, Riman. Thank you so much. And I'm very delighted to be here on this platform of Success Unlimited Network today. And I really want to thank you that somewhere down the line you read my poem on calculated risk and you suggested me a module which I never thought of. And then today I'm here. If I wouldn't have taken a calculated risk of sending you a poem of calculated risk, I wouldn't have been here. That is what I feel today when I'm here on this platform to talk about my own module, calculated risk. So welcome all of you from different countries. Thank you so much for being present over here for this session of calculated risk. And I'm very happy to start with this. During the pandemic, a stage when we all were going through different sorts of situations, globally, that time I thought of, writing this or penning down this poem. And before I will start sharing about different aspects of, different aspects that I've incorporated in this poem, I would read out a poem for all of you. And this poem goes like this. Being opportunistic, knowing characteristics, calculated risk, a bundle of economics. Being a retaliator, biased propagator, calculated risk of being a prophetic mentor. Being in dilemma, exhibiting charisma, calculated risk seems like an apt trauma. Being a leader, nothing to surrender, calculated risk, a serendipity to mature. Being in devotion, orienting perception, calculated risk, a never-ending expedition, calculated risk, a never-ending expedition. So this is what the poem had penned. Terry ma'am, I would request you to do run the slide, please.
Coming up.
Yeah.
Here it goes.
Yeah, so can we have the next page? Yeah, next slide. Yes, thank you so much. So let me begin with the actual aspects that I've incorporated in this module. But before that, I would like to ask all of you a few questions. The first question that I want to ask you were, I would request all of you to type in the chat box in one or two words, what is your opinion on these questions? The first question is, it may be easy, it may be very, a simple question, but it may be a difficult question to think about. How many of you like to take risks in life? So can you just type in the chat box? So how many of you like to take risks in life? Okay. Sometimes I do, okay. Not very much, sometimes, okay. I do it and never thought whether I like it. Wow. I do, yes, my life is risk after risk. Wow, fantastic, great. Oh, some of the interesting answers that we have received. Great, thank you so much. So my next question to all of you, okay, it depends on the risk. Oh, yes, I do agree with this, surely. So my next question to all of you is, do you think taking calculated risks can really help us in moving ahead successfully? What will be your answer? Okay. Fantastic. So we all agree that, yes, we have to take calculated risks and can really help us in moving ahead successfully. Great. Thank you so much. My next question can be, how will you define calculated risk in just one or two words? So can you just define that in just one or two words? Chance taking, okay, yes, but also it is important to be prepared for uncertainty and change. Yes, think about doing big before I act. Reducing risk, wow, control, believe on my capacity, probabilities with the known information, opportunity, fantastic. Exploration, okay. Foresight, oh wow, super, great. Yeah, some of the interesting facts have, you know, come on the screen. Great, super. If you all agree that yes, we are ready to take risk, yes, knowledge and to be open, yes. Taking a chance, but not being stupid about it, yeah. Absolutely, yes, true. True. Great. Thank you so much for sharing your answers. They were really interesting. If I would ask you the last question, if I want to differentiate between taking precautionary measure and taking risks in life, is there a difference between this? Taking precautionary measure and taking risks in life. Is there a difference between these two concepts? Okay. Oh, my fear. Okay. Any more answers? Involves having faith. Wow. Precaution has levels of thought. Okay. Anything else? Trust. Wow. Can inhibit this. Okay. Okay, I didn't understand the question. Okay, I would say, let's hold on to this, ma'am, and definitely you will understand what I mean to say. But if I would say that when we are ready to take calculated risks, or if we want to take calculated risks in life, should we start taking precautionary measures so that the risk-taking ability would definitely help us, you know, that way? So, taking into consideration that taking precautionary measure is definitely different than taking risks in life, but taking precautionary measures is the first step while taking risks, if I would say so, I would define risk, you know, in just four words. And those four words are nothing but rational thinking, igniting mindset, salvation, and kiosk of possibilities. I always say that calculated risk is a kiosk of possibilities. There can be infinite possibilities when we are talking about calculated risk. So I would define risk in just these four words. Now you will get to know that how these four words or four concepts are getting reflected into my poem. So we will start one by one. So the first aspect that I've included in this poem is treat like an opportunity. So can we treat calculated risk as an opportunity? Here, I have a different opinion altogether, I would say. And that opinion is nothing but when we are talking about opportunities, can we start considering every small movement as an opportunity? So if we can treat every movement as an opportunity, will it have more weightage in terms of taking risks? And many times, see, what I feel is we never grab every opportunity. Although we tend to say that, you know, we have to be opportunistic, we don't intend to, you know, grab each and every opportunity. But if we will start treating every moment of our life as an opportunity, will we have that strength or courage to, you know, being opportunistic in true sense, where at every step we are not losing any opportunity irrespective of the outcome of that opportunity. So this is what the first aspect that I have included in this. I would like to ask you, all of you here, that if I want to ask you that, have you or do you take opportunity or do you grab opportunity at every moment, what will be your answer? Okay. Okay, my question is, it is about, sometimes I need to rest from taking every opportunity. Okay, my question is, do we grab every opportunity that is coming our way? Does it happen? Yes, okay, okay. Superb, superb. So yes, we all agree that we don't grab every opportunity. But here in this poem, what I really meant to say is, if we will start, you know, treating every moment as an opportunity, will we have that courage to, you know, or will we have that courage to gather strength, you know, to increase our risk-taking ability? So that is where I've started with the poem. It will end up with three C's, which you will see. And those three C's are constant, continuous, and consistent. How? Let us go one by one. So we've talked about opportunities where I'm saying in this poem that every moment is an opportunity. If we treat like that, definitely we will have more strength to look at this opportunity and to look at calculated risk more effectively. The next aspect that I've incorporated in this talks about characteristics of our own. Many times, you know, when I ask questions to any, you know, during my coaching sessions, that do you know yourself well? Mm. Or do you know your qualities well? And then when I look at them, when I look at my, you know, clients, they're questioning with themselves that, am I really knowing myself well? So if I would ask all of you, that is this question important? What do you think? Is this question important when we talk about, am I knowing myself well? What will be your answer? Yes, okay. Very important, yes. Yes, very important, or I might do stupid things. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so we all agree, we all agree that, you know, qualities, identifying our own qualities is very important. Why I incorporated this point in my poem, just because, you know, many times I've seen that, you know, people don't know what they are. And actually, you know, externally, when people look at them, they think that they have a lot of, you know, capabilities, but they're not utilizing those capabilities in the right fashion. And that, and then there is a need to ask them that whether you know yourself well. And that is why, while taking calculated risk, if somebody knows himself or herself well, that will really help him or her, you know, in looking at himself or herself quite properly and appropriately. So knowing our qualities does matter a lot. Next aspect that I have included is, it is about economy. I would not talk about what meaning of economy. Okay, the PowerPoint is on the first section. Yes, you are right, sir. And we'll move on to the next very soon. After this, you know, after sharing this aspect of economical aspect balancing act. So I was talking about this. I really don't want to talk about the external economy that we all know, or the economy that we have already learned, you know, with a context of finance. But I really want to talk about economical aspect balancing act with respect to micro and macro management, where again, I'm coming back to the way I told, the way I, shared about opportunity, that every moment is an opportunity. If I would say that every small moment and managing that small moment in our life will really make things bigger. How many would you, how many of you would agree with this statement that if we will focus on small moments of life more effectively, then we will have a bigger screen of life automatically or naturally? How many of you would agree with this statement? Okay, so yes, we are agreeing to it. Yes, okay, agree. So most of us, we are saying that yes, we agree with that. So, but many times, you know, you can even ask yourself that when we say that we really want to leave those small moments, but there will be a time at a later stage when we immediately realize, or all of a sudden realize, that I think we have missed some moments of life which we have never, lived them up to the mark. But now, if we want to leave them or relive them, we cannot. But I would say that is where I really want to talk about economical aspect or balancing act with respect to micro and macro management in this point. And we just should focus on micro management, and we will have a bigger screen, larger screen of life automatically. That is what I'm saying. Ma'am, can we have the next slide, please? Yes. Hey, ma'am, can we have the next slide, please?
Oh, slide. I didn't hear
you. Can
you
hear you? Can you change the slide, please? Oh, I think she's trying to meet.
Okay,
there
no problem.
Yes.
So you are on the second slide. Yes. Thank you so much, ma'am.
Let me
talk about the next aspect, which is very important. And I felt that, like, incorporating this aspect in this poem, just because in my life I experienced a lot of ups and downs, and I strongly felt that if I have that self-retaliating attitude in my life when I'm struggling a lot and I really want to rise above all odds, and if I have that self-retaliating attitude, definitely I will be in a position to, take bigger risks in life. And somewhere even I felt that when I'm talking about retaliating attitude of my own, can I start considering myself as a mentor for my own life? And if I'm talking about self-mentoring with respect to self-retaliating attitude, will it really give me more courage, to look at calculated risk more effectively? And many times we also know that, not in every situation we have a clarity in approach, but we may have a biased approach at times, situationally, when we go through different kinds of situation in life. But to avoid that biased approach, if we know, the skill of self-mentoring and self-retaliating attitude, definitely we will be able to, take more risks in life in, at every stage. So that is why I've included this retaliator's attitude, which one should have when we talk about calculated risk. Here, I would like to even mention about one thing, that when we talk about retaliating attitude and, self-mentoring, does it happen? What is your perception about this? Does it happen regularly that in every situation we are using our self-mentoring and self-retaliating attitude? So what is your take on this? Can you just share your view on this? Yeah. Let me clarify this point, that when I'm talking about retaliation, this retaliation is something like, I'm not talking about the way this question is being asked over here, that how can someone calculate retaliation from sound? You don't know. But I'm talking about this retaliation with my own life. So I'm talking about retaliation with my own life, to have that courage to take risks. So where I'm not talking about the other party, but I'm talking about my own life, and I'm trying to retaliate with my own life. I'm trying to have that strength. Because unless and until I will have, I will have that strength, I won't be able to retaliate, and I won't be able to take risks. So that is where, this aspect has been included in this poem. Retaliator, yes. Sir, retaliator is something where, when we retaliate, when the situation is going against us, or it is not in favor, or it is somewhere down the line, which is happening, which is not fair, we try to retaliate. When something painful is happening, we try to retaliate. And that is where I want to say that if we consider this retaliator's attitude, it's an imaginary thing, you can say, that it's a concept where if I would say that I have that, strength of retaliating with the situation, and if I am a retaliator with my own situation in life, definitely I will be able to overcome that and I will rise above all odds. So that is what I am making here. So this retaliator's attitude is not something where I'm trying to give you a realistic situation and you are trying to retaliate against that situation. But I'm talking about gathering that strength to have that, self-retaliating attitude. So it is about attitude, developing that attitude. So that is what I meant. Can we go to the next slide, please, ma'am? Can we go to the next slide?
Yep.
Hey, ma'am, are you there? Thank you so much. So, the next concept that I really want to talk about is clarity in thoughts and having that confidence intact when we take risks in life. And if we do not have clarity in thoughts, you all know that how will we be able to take actions, in certain situations. So this is completely clear that we can take risks when we have a clarity in thought. And we should remove dilemma if we have in certain situations about, taking risks. So if we can remove that dilemma, if we have a clarity and if we have a confidence, we can definitely move ahead, to take those calculated risks. The next, aspect that I really want to talk about is identifying your own charisma, enhancement of dynamism. That is what I say here. So we talk about, leaders who were charismatic, but if we can treat ourselves as leaders and if we have that charismatic attitude in ourselves, definitely we'll be in a position to, take that risk more diligently and, in an effective manner. So that is why I have particularly added this concept of charisma. And I always feel, that everyone is a unique entity on this earth. Everyone has some kind of a good quality in them. Everyone has something which we call it as strength. And if we know our strengths well, we can definitely develop that into something charismatic. And if we can do that, if we can develop that charisma, naturally, our courage, our confidence, our clarity in thoughts will definitely pave the way towards maximizing, the ability to take risks. So that is where I have incorporated this charismatic attitude that one should have. Here, I just want to ask all of you a question that when we are talking about charismatic attitude, do we really think about our charismatic attitude every time in every situation? Or many times because of the situation, because of the external influences, we really cannot think about what charisma that we have in our personality. So what is your opinion on this? Yes. Very nice statement, sir. Charisma has the ability to inspire others. Absolutely. See, this this charismatic attitude is nothing but if we have that, we can definitely channelize that, you know, while taking risks, and definitely the other party will get motivated or the other party will get inspired by that act. So thank you so much. Yes, sometimes curiosity takes over and I forget to calculate. Yes, yes, you're right, ma'am. Absolutely. It's a fact. Yes, anything else on this?
Did you say next slide?
No, ma'am. I was just asking about. Okay,
I'm so much into your presentation. I'm thinking, and I forget to pay attention.
Okay. So I feel more charismatic when I'm feeling generous. Wow. Yes. Very nice statement, sir. Great. I think is a big part for me is related to energy. Yes. Absolutely. I second that, sir. Yes, so I think that charismatic attitude in everyone's personality has to be there. But more often, you know, I have confronted many of my clients where, you know, when I was talking to them, when I was sharing few things with them, and when they were coming to me, you know, for coaching, I strongly realized that they were missing something, and that was nothing but their own charismatic attitude that they already have, but they have not activated that somewhere. Or they are not able to identify that, or they need some support for that, where they will get to know that they have a charismatic attitude. And many times it happens that, you know, they lose that momentum of identifying their own qualities, where, you know, if we have, or if we are aware of our own charismatic attitude, that will really help us, you know, in taking bigger risks. Charisma is related with empathy. Wow, man, thank you so much. It's a very good statement. Yes, you have made. So definitely, that is what I'm saying. If we have charismatic attitude, definitely we'll be able to put an impact in the society. We'll be able to put an impact, wherever we are and wherever there are people around us. So naturally, it will happen. And that indirectly will channelize even us to take bigger risks. So that is what I am, you know, I'm trying to say in this poem when I'm talking about identifying charisma, clarity in thoughts and confidence by removing dilemma. And again, the last but not the least on this page, when we are talking about calculated risk, when you identify your own charisma, you should see to it that it is not resulting into loss. So we should try to avoid traumatic impact while taking calculated risk. And if we have an ability to, you know, plan well, if we have an ability to, you know, project few things well, we will be able to, or even if we will be able to foresee few events properly, then we'll be in a position to, you know, take calculated risks more appropriately. So that is why I have included this, that avoiding traumatic impact is very important. Terry ma'am, can we have the next slide, please?
Amit or Tal has raised her hand for a comment or question. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Please.
If somebody thinks that he doesn't have charisma, so do you think, it's a question for us, that he can learn that?
Absolutely, ma'am. I'm of the opinion that is why I said that when I was even facing my clients, when I was able to identify that they have not identified their own charisma that they have. Because many times it happens, see, when two parties are sharing, and if you have an empathetic attitude, what is important is to know each other, to get tuned up with each other well. When this situation, gets maintained well and gets handled well, each of the party in that conversation understands qualities of each other more effectively. So I would say the charismatic attitude, I would say in a way it is a responsibility of both the parties in a conversation to make realize what really, they possess, what kind of qualities they have, and what kind of charismatic attitude they have. So it is all about how we are dealing with the situation and how we are dealing with the people. Mm-hmm. So definitely if we do not have that charisma, and that is what we feel, but if somebody is there to help us in identifying that charisma, that is really going to help us. And we should have that, attitude to, help the other people also to realize their qualities or charisma.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
And okay. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Dear Ma'am. So the next aspect that I really want to talk about, we all know about leadership quite a few things. And we all know that there are infinite possibilities we can talk about leadership. But here I want to talk about only one attitude. And I would give you an example about this very meticulously. And I'm talking about leadership in this poem with respect to selfless attitude, selfless mindset. And how, you know, in one of my sessions, you know, somebody was asking me about selflessness. And I was telling him that, you know, I'm not talking about selflessness with respect to what social contribution you have to help people. But I'm talking about selfless mindset, which you can cultivate even in a corporate environment, not by looking at how much salary, you know, which is getting credited to your account. And then depending upon that, you are trying to, you know, provide your services. But selfless leadership is all about not talking about any monetary gains. Even though we are going to have monetary gains, that mindset has to be developed of selflessness. And if we have that as a true leader, definitely we will be able to take more calculated risk, even to form good teams and, you know, even to get associated with different people in a community or in a corporate environment. So here I have specifically talked about selfless leadership, and leadership is very essential. I always, you know, ask two questions. See, they are very simple questions, but you know, they sound like it's very simple, but they are not very simple. And I would ask all of you also these questions. My first question to all of you, are you living your life? What will be your answer? Are you living your life? Okay. Yes. I say yes. Okay. I live on purpose. Wow. Great. Okay. If we agree that we all are living our life, my next question would be, are we leading our own life? What will be your answer?
Could you say the question again, please, Amit?
Okay.
Could you ask the question again, please?
Okay. If we all agree that we are living our life, then are we leading our own life? That is what my question is. Are we leading our own life? Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Not always. Yes. It's a very genuine answer. Well, my wife can tell me to clean the garage. Okay. 90%. Okay. Okay. Fantastic. So, okay. The life sometimes leads me and I like it. Wow. Okay. Not always. Yeah. That's where, you know, the question is about if we have selflessness. Okay. My life belongs to life. Oh, wow. Fantastic, sir. Thank you so much. This is a very good statement. I mean, like, it also made me think a lot. So, great. So, if I would say that leadership has to have that selfless approach when we are talking about calculated risk or to summon up courage to take calculated risks. And if we have that selflessness, you know, in our mindset, because when we talk about, I'll just give you an example. When I talk about mind, I talk about three concepts: mind, mindset, and mindfulness. If we, I ask many times, you know, in a session that, do you have a mind? And everybody like questions or they raises their eyebrows. What are you saying, sir? We have mind. Okay, then I ask them, okay, if you have mind, then do you have mindset? Are you developing your mindset? And there the reality comes where they start thinking, okay, am I really developing my mindset? And then I ask them a question, that if you're not developing your mindset, are you cultivating a mindfulness, which is very necessary to lead your life, you know, based on selfless mindset? That selfless mindset in a leadership is very important. If we do not have that, I would say taking calculated risks will be a phenomena where everybody does that, so I'm doing it. And if we have that selfless attitude, I would say, because I still remember one of the sages or the books of one sage that I had read, he was of the opinion that leadership has to have that selflessness attitude. Otherwise, people won't be able to lead. So that is where I strongly realize that you need to develop a mindset of selfless, being selfless. And if we have that, that will really help us in taking more calculated risks, you know, more appropriately. And last but not the least, on this page, when I'm talking about leadership, I would say we assess our own mindset based on our, based on our own intentions. Yes, sir, right. We assess the mindset of others based on their actions. Wow, fantastic statement. You're right, sir, absolutely. But then, you know, one needs to really think that when you are talking about it, situationally, since we have different behavioral patterns, many times we tend to think in different manner in different situations. If one situation is asking me to do something, you know, in one particular direction, the other party may be thinking that, you know, this direction is not right. So that is where I would say if you have that selfless attitude, you know, in your mindset, and if you're developing that mindset, naturally it will help you to listen to others, being an empathetic person, and then I would even say that putting your opinion and understanding others' opinion, and then, you know, putting a blend of it, and then, you know, arriving at a conclusion. That will really help us, and that will be a very smooth process to follow. And that will result into serendipity. I have always, you know, wondered with this, you know, word serendipity, because what I really feel that, you know, and I have incorporated this word in this poem is just because, you know, surprises by chance really gives us, or really does, really do wonders in our life at times. And if we are constantly, continuously, and consistently working on something with passion, and if we are acting like a genuine leader, that serendipity definitely will get matured in our life to take more calculated risks. And that is why I have used this word of serendipity, because there has to have surprises in our life. And if there are no surprises in our life, and if those surprises will not make us happy, our life will not be, you know, meaningful. So that is why I particularly use this word of serendipity to mature. So calculated risk gives us that strength to experience serendipity to mature. So that is what I really want to say. Next page, ma'am. Can we have the next slide, please? Yeah. So in the last stanza, what I'm saying about calculated risk is, it is nothing but if we have devotion, if we are doing something with devotion and passion, if we have a vision and foresight, definitely things would, you know, come alive in front of us, giving us fantastic, phenomenal results. Because, again, I have said while ending with the poem, that calculated risk is a never-ending expedition. And this particular statement I could think of while ending or concluding with the poem, just because I felt that we cannot stop, or we cannot refrain ourselves from taking risks. So even I have taken that risk to come here on this platform today. If I wouldn't have taken this risk, I wouldn't have been here. The way I said, you know, even if Terry Mann wouldn't have read my poem, I wouldn't have been here. So we always take risks at every moment, because even we don't know that what is going to be the next, you know, fraction of second, what is going to happen. So that is why it is a never-ending expedition. That is why I have termed it as a continuous journey where we need to change and transform through calculated risks. So again, there is an indirect meaning. The way I, you know, told you those four words, which I will repeat again, which are reflecting in this poem with these aspects that I have mentioned right now. And those four words are rational thinking, then igniting mindset, salvation, and last but not the least is kiosk of possibilities. So if we can have that capacity, ability to think about infinite possibilities at every situation, by developing our perception. These days, when I'm also working into an education field, and when I meet different people from different streams, what their opinion is the current age is of developing a perception. And if students are not, will not be able to develop their perception in life, they won't be able to cultivate an idea of living the process. Again, I forgot to, you know, mention one point that this is a philosophy that we all know, but we do not many times utilize this philosophy in actual living, because we always say that facts are facts and reality is something different. But if we can fill the gap, you know, by having this example in mind, and this example is nothing but, I always say that we came alone on this earth by taking birth, and we are going to go alone, you know, when we are going to die. But in between, to cover up that distance, if we can enjoy that process more diligently, rather than looking at every situation as if, you know, oh my God, what critical situation I am going to face. So what, you know, calamity that I'm going to face next. If you will think about or worrying about all these things, rather than worrying about this, if we can consider to cover this distance between birth and death, as if we are enjoying the process and we are trying to, create some different world for our own living and leading, that will give us again strength to take more calculated risk. Before ending and concluding with this session of calculated risk, I want to give you two examples, which I truly realize that this is very important, because again, calculated risk for me, when I imagined that, it is like, you know, those prickles on a rose, you know, flower of rose. And those prickles are very important when you want to enjoy the beauty of flower, rose flower. And if there are no prickles, maybe you will enjoy the beauty, but you will not realize what kind of, you know, hazardous situations I have gone through so far. So that is why those prickles are very important. Again, talking about calculated risk, I always say that calculated risk, should not, or I would say, should get matured by age, and courage should not be aging out at any point of time. So if we understand the meaning of both these terminologies in this fashion, that calculated risk should get matured by age and courage should not be aging out at any point of time in our life, naturally, we will have an ability to do more things with more passion and with more conviction. So that those two examples, to conclude with this session, there are two examples. The first example is, I had watched a movie in 2012, which talked about end of the world, 2012, and that the title of the movie was this, 2012, the end of the movie, or the end of the world. And I could see one fantastic scenario or shot in that movie where the monk is sitting on the peak of the mountain, and the monk is meditating on the peak of the mountain when the world is ending, but he is not worrying about that world which is getting ended up, but he has a very gentle and calm face, very neutral face. And he's just trying to, you know, enjoy the process from within, you know, and he's just trying to listen to his inner voice. And that expression of him on the face itself made me realize that, you know, taking calculated risks should be like this expression that monk was having on his face. And the second example that I want to give you is, there was one monk from one meditation center. He was getting interviewed by someone, and someone asked him that what kind of struggle you have, and why did you think of, you know, renouncing the field of information technology, and all of a sudden got into this meditation center, or all of a sudden you got into spirituality. He said that, you know, when I renounced the profession of information technology, I totally renounced everything, and I did not want to be there in the corporate sector. And I just wanted to be relaxed, and I just wanted to be happy. So I just thought of, you know, joining one meditation center. And then I was like, I had not informed my parents that I really want to get into this now, and I'm renouncing the whole world of corporate, even after, you know, enjoying the handsome salary every month. And then he immediately said that when I visited that meditation center, and when I got registered for the first time, after, you know, doing the registration, when I got inside, immediately I was told to, I was given a task, and I was told to sell the books on a platform of Railway from tomorrow. And I started thinking that I have not informed my parents that I have renounced that luxurious world that I had, and I've started living the world of spirituality all of a sudden. But when I'm getting into spirituality, what kind of these tasks that I'm going to handle? So at one point he had that thought in mind, that how would I handle this? And then immediately the next thought was, hey, don't think like this. If you have a clear focus in life, if you have a clarity in thought that what you are going to attain after 25 years or 30 years from now, once you are getting into this world of spirituality, and if you have that clear in mind, then, you know, doing all these things will be very easy or should be very easy for you. And then immediately this kind of a statement made me realize that calculated risk should be like this. If our focus is right, if we have set our focus right, then taking such calculated risk, like the way that monk took that risk of selling those books on a platform of railway, you know, not thinking about what kind of, you know, job I'm doing. When earlier I was a software professional earning handsome salary, but now I'm not. So he did not think like this. And then, you know, for him, the next journey was quite easy. So this is how I just wanted to give you these two examples to conclude with the concept of calculated risk that I have incorporated as a poem and the kind of aspects that I've included in this poem. So thank you so much for your patient listening. And thank you so much, Terry Man, for giving me this opportunity to share my thoughts about this poem that I've written on calculated risk. Hope you all have enjoyed this session. And over to you, Terry Man. And let me tell you before I end up with this session, you know, someone needs a very bigger heart to suggest few things. And many times we don't do that. But Terry Man was the one who really suggested me this module. And this module is really creating, you know, a lot of buzz these days when I'm, you know, sharing this module with different corporate organizations and institutions and even individual clients. So I'm really happy that she suggested me this module. I'm really enjoying this journey. And I know that through my poem, again, I'm going to learn a lot of things because, you know, that learner's attitude has to be there at the end of the day when we are living our life and even leading our life. So thank you so much. Over to you, Tank Man.
Amit, would you be willing to read your poem one more time now that we have more of an insight as to what the aspects of it are?
Absolutely, yes. So I'll read out this poem once again, yes. So the poem goes like this. Being opportunistic, knowing characteristics, calculated risk, a bundle of economics. Being a retaliator, biased propagator, calculated risk of being a prophetic mentor. Being in dilemma, exhibiting charisma, calculated risk seems like an apt trauma. Being a leader, nothing to surrender, calculated risk, a serendipity to mature. Being in devotion, orienting perception, calculated risk, a never-ending expedition, calculated risk, a never-ending expedition. Thank you so much.
That was wonderful. Yes. And any questions or further considerations or thought? I mean, I apologize for not getting the slides on time because I was so in my thoughts and reflecting that I forgot I was supposed to do something else also. He really got me thinking. So any other questions, comments, thoughts?
Alfonso, write on the chat.
Yeah, I think yes. So I'm just reading that question. So I believe that loving uncertainty and the not knowing attitude requires more confidence. Yes, absolutely. So you're right. And charisma than calculated risk. Yes, absolutely. So, sir, here what I mean to say is if we have charisma, then we will be able to take calculated risk. So we cannot directly get onto calculated risk, but I'm talking about, yes, developing that charismatic attitude. And the way you say, yes, many times there are surprises. So that is why I've included the terminology of serendipity to mature. So if we have surprises, when the way you said, you know, I believe that loving uncertainty and the not knowing attitude. So yes, with that world of serendipity, I would say definitely we will have, you know, courage to go ahead based on calculated risk. But we will definitely explain that not knowing attitude and even uncertainty with respect to serendipity. So that is what I really want to say, that yes, what you say is right, but calculated risk has few aspects which have incorporated it here indirectly also. So that is what I just wanted to say. What are your thoughts on being a prophetic mentor? Oh, yes. Here, sir, what I have meant to say in this poem is, prophetic mentor is like that self-mentoring should be in such a manner where we will be, or we should be able to project, or we should be able to foresee few events based on our own strengths. And if we can do that, then that self-mentoring will be like a prophetic mentor. That is what I want to say. So, yeah, I mean, prophetic mentor, this concept is much needed for our own betterment. Many times we seek support of mentors also from outside. That is nothing wrong. But to take calculated risks for our own life, if we can develop that self-mentoring attitude or approach, that will really help us. So this prophetic mentor for me in this poem is nothing but me, myself. So that is what I just want to, you know, answer to your question. Hope I've answered your question, sir.
One more thing in the chat. Could you please repeat what was the meaning for you of the letters on RISC from Fatima? Do you mean C?
Okay. So risk is RISK. So I'll definitely elaborate that word. Rational thinking. R stands for rational thinking. I stands for igniting mindset. Then A stands for salvation. And K stands for kiosk of possibilities. Okay. See, many times while doing window shopping, you must have seen there are different kiosks where, you know, particular jewelry has been, you know, kept. And we enjoy that jewelry to look at it. And if we really want to have it, then we inquire. So I want to say it like this. We have kiosk of possibilities within itself. And if we can, you know, imagine and put those possibilities into reality, we will have more strength to take, you know, take more calculated risks.
Well, this wasn't a calculated risk for me to bring you here. I want to thank you very, very much, Amit, for sharing this and creating it, because I requested it. I feel very honored. Now I want you to do a workshop on every one of your, how many poems already? Hundreds?
I have more than 200 poems right now.
We wish you all the luck with the momentum that you are experiencing and the acknowledgement that the world is giving you. And so make sure I do what I'm supposed to do. So the next meeting is July 31st. Peter Redding, by popular request, has come back. And his topic is, what is self-mastery? Well, I know one part of it is calculated risk, but let's see what else Peter has to say. So thank you, everybody, very, very much for being here. May you have a wonderful rest of the day.